Hey, on the base, where the Gemara says that Mekulu Kishadisa Bor, when you'll put, you can have all the Oveis and Zikin, Kishadisa Bor Beinayu, when you have Bor plus one other Ov, so then we could learn all the other Ovos from that combination. All right? So we got to that point. Then the Gemara says on Heyam and Beis, so if that's the case, so why do we have Elama Hilchasa Kazvinu Rachmana? Why did the Torah have so many Ovos? Hilchasayim. Because every Ov has its own kul, its own patur. So then we, from that Gemara, we then took a step back to look at the sugya of the first few blat, and that's what we're looking at right now. And the first thing we did is we looked at the question which the Gemara raised, told the Sein ki yetzim and lav ki yetzim behem. And the Brisker Rav presented that question requires understanding, because if Toldosein Lav Ki Yotze Ben is like Rashi, then we have to understand why they told us all together. If the Mechayiv is the Ov, and if Toldosein Lav Ki Yotze means that there wouldn't be, that the Toldos would be Potter. And on the other hand, if we say Toldosein Ki Yotze Ben, so that's Dover Poshet, of course. They should be kiyotze b'hen. That's what the Tolas are. So the Brisker Rav explained to us that when it comes to the parshiv and the zikin, so the machayiv is going to be the tzana shava, but part of the din de rice of mazikin is that every mazik for which one is responsible has to fit into one of the four mazikim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, the structure of Hilchas Hezek is the machayev, would hold me responsible for mazik, is Shema Moincha Shmi Rasan Alecha. Right? And that's this Nakuda we're going to elaborate on later on this week. Is it Moincha or is it Shmi Rasan Alecha? But it's a samtzan ashova of a moincho shmi rosan alecha. That's the machayim. The chiddush, one of the chidushim that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has in what we would call the torts of the Ribbono Shalom Hilchos Hezek, is that there are four categories under which all of momen and mazik has to fit. There are 24 categories of mazikim that are chayiv beitav. There are, what was there, Ishaya? 11 categories of mazik, which are all mazik and viadayim, which require chiva beta. But there are four hilchas mazik, which all momina mazik have to fit under. All right, that's one of the chidushim, all four categories. And because of that chidush, so that's why there is a, again, the Brisker Rav says, that particular point is a machlokes rishonim, that whenever there is a ko'om, whenever there are two omis or chayim, whenever there's a tzad hashav that's mechayim, so there will be a mandam that says no, that this chiddush is incorrect. There will be a mandam that will say, and that mandam may be even Rashi, that mandam is one of the bali atosis. The Rosh quotes Yesh ben Agdolim, who says no. There is no such secondary chiddush. There is a mechayiv, and the mechayivim are the ones that determine all the kulos. So again, we're the nekuda that we're pointing at right now is when the sugya says lamai hilchas akasvinu achmana lehilchay sayin. So there's a major machlekes rishonim on what's lehilchay sayin. Is lehilchay sayin that the halachis of the Ov, that's the Mechayiv of the Tolda, is going to govern all of the tertiary of toldos? Is it going to govern those halachas, the mechayev, the coolest of the mechayev, the coolest of all the toldos? Or is L'chaseyan teaching us that there is an obligation of Chazal and of Rabbanim later on to figure out the best fit of any tolda, and it only picks up the chiyuv of the told. We will come back to this machlekes. That's what now Rishki Robus pointed out. That's pshat in Toldoseyan. This nakuda, which we just stressed, according to Briski Rav, that's what the Gemara wants to figure out. Is Toldei Seyen Ki Yoytze Ben, meaning that every Tolda has to fit in to one of the four. It's Ki Yoytze Ben. There cannot be a Tolda that doesn't fit in. There cannot be a Tolda that straddles. Or Lav Ki Yoytze Ben. Can the Toldas carry various qualifications and halachas from more than one of? So the conclusion of the Gemara is there's one tolda where there was a Xeris Akosov, Chatinezik Tsroiris, that has a din of Karen and then has a din of Regel. That's Lavki Yaitseben, Xeris Akosov, Halach Lamesh Misinai. Then this one tolda can straddle obvious, but everything else ki yoyt seibahen is all the coolest. L'hil chaysayin. All right, so that's what we're holding right now. What's pshat l'hil chaysayin? Machlekes rishonim. Okay, Briski Rav explains the machlekes rishonim is a machlekes limaskona. So what the obligations will be of any of the tzad hashava. All right. And then, shot in the sugya. What was the iboy in the sugya? What is the sugya going to figure out? What's the maskon of the sugya? So again, the Briski Rav developed one side of the Rishonim, and the Briski Rav understands that is the major approach. That's the Rif, that's the Rambam, that's the Rosh. The Briski Rav did not concern himself, from what I could see, I went through this many, many times, does not really explain to us Rashi and the Yesh Min HaGdolim, right? He concerns himself with the Rif, the Rambam, and one of the Balei HaTosfos. And the Maskona is Chiddush Toldoseyan Ki Yoytze Bahen, that Kadosh Baruch Hu told us there is no such thing as a mazik that doesn't fit into one of the four mazikim. And it's a big chiddush logically. It's a very big chiddush logically. In other words, it's counterintuitive. I could not say this without a gzeiras hakosav. Because without a gzeiras hakosav, I would say that if something cannot be more chayiv than the source. But that's what's going to happen. I will learn a tolda from several others and be more chayav than one of those toldas. Right. What are we leaving unfinished? We left Rashi. We had some explanations of Rashi. We haven't answered the Eisen Akash of the Rosh against the other position, and that is how could you have Bor and Regel have a tolda? Because then it should be Never chayiv. Bor is chayiv b'shus harabim, and regel is potter b'shus harabim. No. So the mahalach of Rashi, we have to still, we think we can live with kashas also. All right. So now I want to go back to, the pshat in the Mishnah, which again we could not have appreciated without seeing the sugya. And let's look at it through the Tosfos. The Tosfos, Lo Harei, Velo Zevizeh. Lo Harei also, you can go back and look at it, please. And Lo Zevizeh, Sheish Ben Ruachayim Kareyesh. So, Gavishor Umavu Lehutzuch Mefarish Achumra, Ki Hocha. Mishum dechad machad kalim so choymer be'echad mashein machaveiroi. V'hod leitoni yochi liyareish kiri ashor umave, kiritoni le'el, arve amave kiri ashor, mishum shaloi o yochilim so chumra mashein bishneyem. The imi shum the kechachem uruben, ben hoylech ledate, kemoy shorei, ein ze chumra. Okay, let's explain. If you look at the Mishnah, lo harei ashor, kerei amav, lo yerei amav, kerei ashor. Machlokes whether mav is the shore is lekarni, mav l'sheinai. Right, whether the shore is l'sheinai and mav is odom. So lo harei ashor, kerei amav, lo yerei amav, kerei ashor. They're not the same. V'lo yizev v'zeh sheish b'ruchayim, and shore and mav can't be compared to eish sheish b'ruchayim. V'lo yizev v'zeh Shetark and Leil Chulazik, and all the above, Shor, Eish, and not like Bor, Shein Dark and Lechazik. So Tosfos is asking, is looking at this as if it's a Pasuk in Chumash, and saying, why is it that the first line goes backwards and forwards, both ways? Lo Harvei Ashok Yamava, Lo Harvei Ashok Yamava, but Leizev Ezev, Sheish Mimachayim, Kerei Eish, doesn't say, Lo Harvei Eish, Shein Bruachayim. Shouldn't we say, if I'm chayiv for something that doesn't have ruachayim, I should be chayiv for something that doesn't have ruachayim? So why in the Gemara, why do you go back? V'loizev v'zeh shadak v'leil chazek karei abor. Why in the Gemara say, v'lo harei abor karei? So why is the Gemara, when it comes to the and furthermore, he says, the first line doesn't explain why it's Larry. Just said Larry, finished. So Tosfos is darshaning the Mishnah, trying to figure out, right, the... Now, at first glance, so we will learn Pshat in the Mishnah based on Rav Zavid. Right, the Gemara says, Lo Harei Yashar Kriyam Abba Mai Ke Omar. What is the point of the Mishnah saying they're not the same? Mishnah should tell me, since they're not the same, you can use the same amount of ink and say, Cameron is Chatzi Nezek, Shevregel is Pontu Mishnah Sarabim, right? But what's the Gemara's point of saying they're not the same? Le'arei, so the Riv Zavid explains, Rav Zavid is saying, I cannot learn one from the other. Right? So now, the point of the mission is, four obvious nezikin. I cannot learn, I need all four. Right? And at Sana Sheva Shebehen, and the common denominator is Dark and Lazik, Shirosan Olecha. And they all pay Meitav. Right? Question is, what is the, now that we get to Daf Hamed Beis, we can learn one from the other. We can learn Bor from Bor Plus. So what would the Tanam saying? You can't learn one from the other. So Tosfos works on the Mishnah. I don't know how to do split screens, I'm sorry. So in the service. So, Gave Shor Umava Lo Yutzrach Lefaresh Achumra. Question number one. Why is it the Lo Yarei Ashor Kriya Mava? The why? Later on, the Mishnah tells me why. So, Lo Yarei Ashor Kihechad Mishum Kihacha. Like it says in the Dibar Maschel. Lo yizeh v'zeh. Sheish v'ruachayim keresh. So now it tells us, why didn't we give a reason in the previous line? Ka mishor v'mah v'lo yotzvich l'farash achur m'ki yochal ha'gidah zav yomishom t'chad mechad kal l'mtso yichoyim v'echod ma'sheim l'chavei roi. Because that's easy. That you don't need a time to tell you that. Right? To explain why why Odom and Karen are different, Odom and Shar are different. The Tashlumin, you have the Darachon, that's easy to find one, right? So, hold on. Masha'ein Mechabeva, hold the Leitoni Hochel Le'erea Eishker Yamat of Shar Shar. Why don't we reverse it? We know that you can't learn Shor from Mava and Mava from Shor good. So now I know I can't learn Eish from Shor and Mava. But perhaps I could learn Shor and Mava from Eish. V'hod le'toni le'harvei o'eish, that having Eish, k'arei ha'shor v'mava k'idik toni le'el, l'arei ha'mava k'arei ha'shor, mishum shlihoyo yochul limtso chumra, masha'ein v'shneyin. Because the Mishnah couldn't justify that. The Mishnah couldn't say why you could not learn them all from Eish. Mishum to call koyach achar mu'ura boy. You'll tell me, well, not so hard. Eish amchayev because of amchayev, and it's a very chomer dikedin koyach achar mu'ura boy. Kadosh Baruch Hu said that you have to be responsible for something that is driven by something other than you, ve'ein ha'lech le'daitoi, and doesn't have its own bechira, doesn't have its own intuition, doesn't move itself, k'moy shoroi. So maybe I should say, if I'm chaya for something doesn't have a mind of its own, so I should certainly be chayiv for something which has a mind of its own. If I'm responsible to take care of something that doesn't have a mind of its own, I should certainly, right, if I'm responsible to take care of something where the factors that control it are somewhat predictable, I should certainly be chayiv to watch a piece of property that has a mind of its own, and whose positions, whose activities are not so controllable. Ein zechumra. That is not a chumra. That is not a machayev that would obligate me to be chayev for lesser things. Why? How do I know that? Because later on, Daf Tes, when the Gemara lists the Chumra, how is Eish more Chumra than Shor, it doesn't list Koyach Acham U'Urabai. In other words, the Gemara, is Chazal did not consider the fact that the wind moves the fire and that the intuition of the animal moves the animal, not so different. You can't say that if Mchaya for Koyach Achim Uruboy, I should, the Bechlal, that is the intuition of the animal. They're very, very similar. One is not a bigger Chiddush than the other. Maybe the Torah was Mchaya of me for fire, maybe that, because if I introduce something into this world which depends on some other variable, I'm more responsible than if I buy an animal that Mizman Briyosi has a Koyach Acham U'Urabai. Right, maybe. But Taisa says, even if you're not going to understand it exactly, but the fact that the Gemara doesn't list this as one of the reasons that the Torah was Mechayev Mi Shmira on Eish. All right? So that can't be. So that being the case, and this is v'hod erminon gavi avne sekinoi ma'ishne eish tekoich acham uruboi ve'en helech ladata yhochi kamer ma'ishne eish afal pish tekoich acham uruboi roi l'ischayev boi mishum aboincha u'shmigosun alecha. The Taisma says, but now you'll say that my pshat's wrong, because when it comes to avne sekinoi, there the Gemara says that koyach chacham urubay is a reason to be machayev. Maishna eish to koyach chacham urubay is chayev in helach ladaitoy. So certainly the avnei sakina masayis. You see, it is a reason to be machayev. He says no. What it really means is that this you might think that koyach chacham urubay would be to let me off the hook, but it's not. It is to negate a possible tour. So now Tosva says, this is what I'm going to focus on. Ubeseifa gabe bor. Right? Now we're focusing in on V'loi zeh v'zeh shetarkin lechu hazik kerei al-bor shetarkin lechu hazik. If I only had mamve eish, right? Karen, Shor, Shane, Regel, Adam, and Eish. I would not learn Bor. Why not? Because I'm only Chayiv for aggressive Mazikin. But a Mazik that is sitting there, and you, maybe you should watch where you're going. So maybe I'm part different Bor. Right? You have to have Bor there. Gemara Tosva says, so why didn't the Gemara flip it and say, that if I had bor, I couldn't learn shor and mavet from it. Why didn't it flip? Right? Lo yarei mavet kerei shor. This is flipped. Lo yzeve zeh shesh meruchayim kerei eishen meruchayim. Right? So here Tosfos says we don't flip it because we don't have a very strong reason that would explain why when you have Eish, that should not be a Mechayev for everything else. If I have Eish, I have to figure out, so why would it be Chayev and Eish and Potter? And then Taisha says, V'leizev v'zeh shedark elechu hazik kerei abor. So why do the Gemara over here say? Why did the Mishnah say, and if I had Bor, I couldn't learn the others from it? Tosfos says, well, we know what Tosfos says. And the Gemara says, because it's not true. L'harei Bor shetchilas yaslan ezek, k'harei elu b'lechosh, b'seif et gabi Bor, b'motz, it could have said, l'harei Bor shetchilas yaslan ezek, k'harei elu. It could have said that Bor is more chayiv because I made the bor. I dug the bor. Could have said it. V'lo yichosh lefi shehivsik ba'esh. Because it introduced esh already. And esh also tchilas asiyos l'ezek. Right? So the Tosfos says, well, if that's the case, why didn't it say Bor before Eish? Well, the Imkein Havi Osi Eish Minei, the Kul Osi Mi Bor V'chad Mi'anach. I couldn't put Bor earlier in the Mishnah because it's not true. So Gemara says, as the Gemara says, right? So what's Tosfos pointing out over here? Tosfos says the first line is Poshut, doesn't need any reasons. Alright? The second line is we need the Mishnah. But the reverse, maybe Eish could teach me some other Mazika. And I need to have Bor, right? Because Bor is different. But why don't I say, Bor alone would be good? I put Bor earlier. So the text will have put Bor earlier, it'd be end of the Mishnah. Because we can learn from Bor. So Tosfos is obviously bothered, well, if that's the case, so have a shorter Mishnah. So maybe the point of the Mishnah isn't correct. No? The point of the mission is lichte rachmona chada v'teisi idach minei chada v'chada layasi. Right? Lo yizeh b'zeh shemuchayim ayko omar hachiko omar lichte rachmona tarte v'teisi idach minayu hada omar chada v'chada layasi. Says Rava, not correct. Put boy there. So the Tosfos says, if that's the case, Vatana, Tosfos says, we don't want to put boy too early. Because if you put too boy, it's a showstopper, right? If you put boy too early, you can't go on and finish the Mishnah. So Tosfos says, yeah, but Tana, Erech Lagdel Terahadi, he had a word count he had to satisfy. Right? He had a job. What's Tosfos talking about? How do you learn this Tosfos? I couldn't put bor earlier because I would have had to... I couldn't finish what I wanted to say. Let's try it. Magdal Torah ladder. That's being Magdal Torah, to say things which are sketchy. The man on the side refers to a Gemara in Chulin. I think the man says that things were Rishayi Bik. A Gemara in Dav Samech Vav Amid Beis. Very practical Gemara. Warren Samach Vavamid Beis points out that there are two simonim for kosher fish. Right? Fins and scales. Correct? Fins are the little wing-like things that look on top of fish. Right? The fin-like things. Rudder-like things on the top of the fish. Right? And scales are the scaly attachments that are on the skin of the fish, right? So you never see either of them because you never see, unless you go fishing, right? Unless you go to a bris and they leave the skin of the white fish on, right? And you didn't, and you got a good deal on the caterers, they didn't take off all the scales from the white fish. Otherwise you wouldn't see it. Maybe so often you do see these little scales on the white fish. That's snapir big kaskeses. Which one's which? Good, okay. So now the Gemara gives us a rule. And the rule is, all fish that have fins, all fish that have scales have fins. But not all fish that have fins have scales. Okay? Kol sheyesh leika scales, sheyesh snapper. If it has scales, it has fins. But if it has fins, it doesn't have scales. All right. So, halacha l'maisa, what did you check for?
Scales.
Right. Fins don't give you information, right? Fins are yes fin, no fin, doesn't matter. Right? At the end of the day, if it has a scale, you're good. It's a kosher fish. So Gemara says that michtei akaskeses kosam chinan. At the end of the day, we're just looking for scales, right? I don't think fins is unnecessary information. So lichtei rachmona kaskeses, v'lichtei snapir. So why does the Torah say that it has two simonim? One simon, kaskeses. Kosef rachmona kaskeses, v'loi kosef snapir, havimina my kaskeses snapir. How do I know what's a scale? So the Torah had to write kaskeses and snapir. So that way I would know that the snapir is the fin and kaskeses is the scale. Otherwise, it's two things that are added to the fish. So we would have known which is the addition that we need. Okay. The Gemara says, Mimai de kaskeses levusha. How do I know, in fact, that kaskeses is the scale? Because we have a posuk. that he was wearing armor. And armor looks like scales. It doesn't look like fins, right? If you have an armor that looks like a fin, it doesn't give you much protection, right? But if you have armor that looks like scales, you got protection, right? Good. So now the Gemara says, well, if I know what scales are because I have a posuk, svisim nikaskasim, so then hodru kushla duchta. What does it mean, Yagdul Tayr V'Yadir? What doesn't it mean?
There's no point that there's practical implications to saying it.
Okay.
That you need to check your fins.
But it does not mean that it will give me any wrong information. Whatever Yagdul Tayr V'Yadir means, it will not be misleading. Right? If I end up looking for scales, and I end up looking for fins and scales, I'll end up eating a kosher fish. Right? So, Kadosh Baruch Hu had a reason for teaching us about fins. Yagdul Tayr V'Yadir. Exactly. Maybe because they Rav Kook's Gevaldik Gevort. Rav Kook's Gevort is that because a kosher fish has fins, it can swim upstream and go against the crab. You don't have fins, you can't change course. So there's rope. Because Rav want to teach us that a kosher yid has to have, be able to be, has to be protected, not to take all the stuff in from the outside. You need to have scales, and you have to be able to swim up against the mainstream. Otherwise, you're not a kosher fish. Maybe, whatever. Because Baruch had a reason. But one thing is clear: you're not going to go wrong when you look for fins and scales. Correct. So what bothers me, but this Tosfos is that for the Tosfos to say that the Tana was Marech, that the Tana wanted to teach me that there's a unique feature to every single Ov, and that the Tana decided to teach me that idea in a more dramatic way. Instead of saying each one has their own quality, he was telling me, you know what, each one is on its own. You could not learn one from the other. I can live with that. Style. Signon. Good. There are various aspects of Mishnayos that we chalk up to style, to signon, right? Sometimes the Mishnah will go in descending order rather than ascending order. Loizu avzu. Even though I would be able to figure things out on my own, we have Mishnayos. You have every so often, you have the opening tosas of a Masechta will sometimes give you a reason why there's a style of a Tana, and sometimes they'll say, this is the style of the Tana. It sometimes says Hain, it sometimes doesn't say Hain. All right? But L'chayra, in this particular case, the information which the Tana is giving me is misleading. Because if you only learn Mishnayos, you would come away saying you cannot learn the of, you cannot, there's no way you can pare down the Ov, it's a lesson four. If you learn the Gemara, you can pare down the Ov, it's lesson four. You could say that there are two Ovis. You wouldn't know all the halachas, but you'd know that it's chayiv. So when Tosfos says that the Mishnah left out boar, so the emes is, if Tosfos would not finish up the way he finishes up, so as we pointed out, we would have an excellent shot in the Mishnah. We would say Rav Zvid reads Kimin Chema, reads Kenakadik, everything fits in perfectly. Why? We'd say the Mishnah was leading us on to teach us that you can learn from boar, right? That's an easy one. Anyone can figure that out. Next. Loy zem zeh. Sheish merochayim. Kareya eish merochayim. Okay? I'm going to need to have eish as well. Right? But loy zem zeh shedak and luchazek. Kareya bo. I'm going to have boar. But what's missing? If you had boar plus another of, you could take a learn of all from boar. So the Mishnah is pointing out that boar is necessary. The others are, some of the others are unnecessary for the tzana shavish ben shedark and leil hazik shmasan alecha. So I can learn good tzadnos of it. Right? If Tosfos would say, we don't introduce boar earlier because the point of the mission is to teach me that I can learn from boar, then I would be happy with Tosfos. I don't understand it. But Tosfos doesn't say that. Tosfos says, "Belechosh lefi shehivsik beish." Ubor loy rotzu lishanos kodem eish, dimkena vi osi eish minei, tekulu osi mi bor, v'chan v'yanach, kibir l'kaman. It doesn't introduce bor earlier, because the point of the mission to teach you, if he would end by saying, the point of the mission is to teach you that you can learn from bor, he says no. He says, the Mishnah learned from Snabi Bekeskeses that sometimes it's good to be marach. But he's being marach, l'chayra, in a way that is misleading. No. So I pointed out in the Marmar Kolmos and Maritz Chayis. What's the Maritz Chayis? What's the reference in the Maritz Chayis? Yeah. Lou, a little bit more? I know, there's certain crowds where you say, they didn't know what you're talking about, but...
Well, the Mohammed Torah, on whether or not everything in the Torah is to be learned out from, or if it could be used to...
Right. So the Gemara has a question on Boser Nechira. In the Midbar, there was a heter allowed to use meat that was not shechted. Get there, it's Yisrael. You can't use non-shechted meat. Good. Kachadin. We're going to pass from pre-Har Sinai to post-Har Sinai. Boser Nechira. So Marva says, what happens if we had Boser Nechira? Left over Boser Nechira, and we crossed the Yarden. Can we use that Boser Nechira? What was the matir? Was the matir that it was killed, mishas, that it was mutter to eat, or did it have to be Eretz Yisrael? There's no grandfathering dead meat in Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael, did Boser Nechira become kosher meat, or was there a heter that Boser Nechira was midbar? Right? So Rashi says, this is an interesting question, right? But there's absolutely no relevance going on, and we will never be able to eat Boser Nechira later on. So, Drosh Mekabel Zchor. What's Drosh Mekabel Zchor? What's that? Right? Gemara says, Chazal, the Gemara says that when it comes to Ben Sover Omar, Drosh Mekabel Zchor. There's a Talmud Torah, Keneged Kulam, so you learn more Torah. Right? You learn some Musaf from it, whatever it is. And the Rosh says, that can't be. Gemara doesn't have Drosh Mekabel Zchor. If Rabbi Yirmiyahu raised a question based on Medrash, he had something in mind. So the Rosh said, a person makes a neder that he's not going to eat from a certain Shoichet for the next 30 days. The next 30 days will only eat Chassidus Shechita. They will not eat non-Chassidus. He won't eat Bet Yosef for the next 30 days. whatever it is. So, what's his din now? When the 30 days are up, can he eat meat that was shechted by Bet Yosef after the 30 days? Right? Or maybe a little bit different. The person says, starting to Beteves, from that point on, he'll only eat Chasis Shechit. Two Beteves in, and he has, somebody offers him something that was shechted by non Chasid Shechita on Yud Dalet Teves, can eat it. So Rosh says, that's what Yimra was asking. So the Maritz Chayes says, if you want to understand what Tosfos was saying, Ayin Chulin Daf Yud Zayin. So what's the Maritz Chayes in effect saying? No, what's his hezber of lahagdul ter lahadir? Then you see that right that there are that sometimes that just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo was marich and the Amiram wanted to understand something, so the Rosh is not makabelist. Rosh is no. Rosh makabelist is a phenomenon of three parts of Chumash. Ashi and Ravina did not spend their time raising questions that were of absolutely no import, of only historical value. And Rashi says, no. It's worthwhile being right. So the Maritz Chayes apparently is saying that this Tosfos is in sync with that Rashi. Rosh v'kabel schar. So even though the Mishnah could cut to the chase and tell me that Arba Oviz Nezikin Lehil Choy Seyen Nemru, it didn't do that. It said, I want you to know, you need all four. That's the Maritz Chayes. Exactly how to explain the Maritz Chayes, exactly what is the Kudah is
doing there. So why didn't the Mishnah say more according to Maritz Chayes? It's all about the Shkab Star. There was
Okay, that's one kasha. Could have done it for 24 busy.
Yeah.
Could have had all of it. Yeah. What else is troublesome about the Maritz Chayes sushta over here? This connection? Is it a perfect sushta? Does it new?
No, based on the other Maritz Chayes that we saw, they're close colors that you wrote out.
Yeah.
So if you were to do it,
if you were to actually just have written board, then you would have learned out something totally different.
Question Tosfos, sorry. Oh, yeah. Something that is question Tosfos.
Again, so you're saying that it's...
It's different because... It's not just that he added on a word count, Tosfos added on the Halachos,
and
the
Gemara. Well, okay. Right, but so those halachas that will still be recorded later on. No? The halachas will be recorded. We're not going to miss any halachas. Mordechai?
I think there's a question. I think it's my focus on the avos nezik in the Rav. So the fact that it's not mentioned in the Mishnah is irrelevant, because it was mentioned at all is maybe like a riot for him, because why would it mention at all if it has no practical like halach from it? But we see out this machlokas of how many avos nezikin there are for the agdol Torah v'adir, because in the Mishnah of
is the Maritz Chayes's connection between l'agdol Torah v'adir and Rosh v'kabel schar equal or not equal? Is that?
I don't think the fact there's only four in the Mishnah.
Yeah.
Not the 13 or 24 would be.
All right, connected.
Yeah.
Okay, why?
Because I think that it's machlokas, how many of us there are in general. So the fact that we bring it out later in, at all, maybe we show, like, yeah, if it doesn't have any implication, shows that we just see it out, like, maybe, like, from our drush, like, from our sfar. Just, like, figure out, because there's no any halacha from it, because we can all learn it off the board.
All right, but the choice to have 4 or 24 is a choice of whether to record different facts the Torah gave us. But the Mishnah is discussing a logical step in Svaras that are not explicit in the Chumash. So now, the Tana decided he wants to only, as the Mishnah says, as the Gemara says later on. But it's so one can question whether in a mayor's kash is a good kash or not. But is the connection? But is there a better way to question whether the Maris Chayes' connection really works? Go ahead.
I was wondering if the Maris Chayes brings up a sugya, and also the Gemara Chum brings up a sugya.
Right.
It's more of a detail. Like the Ben Sora Mor is an entire like sugya.
Parsha, correct.
Like, this is like half an argument. A couple extra lines in a Mishnah.
Okay. Okay.
But is there also a thing? I was wondering if you could also connect it to the Machlokes in the Gemara about Ben Sora Mor, where one approach is Joshua Kabbaschar, one is actually Sanas Kever of Ben Sora Mor. So also there is Machlokes, even if Joshua Kabbaschar is even a thing.
Correct. Yeah. I also think that what bothers me is that the Lahagul Ter Lahadir is misleading in our Sunday. It's worse than a Joshua Kabbalah's Chah. Mari Katz, in the Sheet and Daf, in our Sunday, in the famous base, Lilchoy say, in Tema, to be called Mokom Hechim et Hatsin and Masnisen, to Masik Le Roy Ze, Ke Roy Ze, Mashma, De Le Motzi La Suyei, Vashtu Maskinu De Kulu, Kishin Isa Borbi Nawa Siyon, Mari Katz is Kasha, black and white. Gemara says, Rava says, Bor plus. So what does Rava do with the Mishnah? Benira de Hashta, the Signahi, Ein Lefarish Masnisen, the Hochi Ka'omar. Now we come to this point, we have to relearn the Mishnah. Lichtei Rachmona Chada Veteisi Idach Minoki Divishra Zavin. But Marit Katzing, it's a machlaikis between Amiram, Hanlum, Shat, and the Mishnah. Rav Zavin on Hey Omen Aleph and Hey Omen Bey said, you cannot learn. And that's what the Mishnah is pointing out. And the Marit Katz would apparently go as far as to say that Rav Zavin would not be able to learn everything from Bor Plus. Rav is chayli. It's a different pshat in Mishnah. Elanir lefarish masnisen, right? Venirat hashtu dasig nachi ein lefarish masnisen. Dachi karma lichte rachman achad v'teizim kide parish rabs a bit leel. Ella nupshat nir lefarish masnisen the kol leiroi ze kiroi ze aseifa koi hatzana shova shebehem. The point of the Mishnah is there are toldos. The point of the Mishnah is to build up to the Tzana Shove. The Hochi Ka Omar. La Yereya Shakiraya Mavikalemi Mishor Le Boy Le Motzi Le Mail of Davke Shor Nezikin. The Domile Le Cholmile Shari Mavet Tichiach the Af Angavde Le Domile Le Cholmile Mishayev. From Shor alone, we would not be able to learn other toldos of Shor. Mosh, I believe the way I would learn Pshat in this Mari Katz, I would not be able to learn Bora Miskalgil from Rego. Because it's not entirely the same, because Kechachim Uruboy. Shari Mave Techiach. So Mave, I'm making this up now, Odom, which, where there's also, where it's Chai Mishum Koichai, will teach me the Afagabde Le Domi Le Lachol Mile. It's not entirely the same as the Om, Mischai Mistilchai. get it for Rishis. And Maveh, you could not learn all of the toldos of Maveh from Maveh without Shor. You could not learn all the toldos again, I have to work everything out very carefully over here. You could not learn the Mavikiri Ashur. Vlo mizeh mizeh matzis lamelef to davke the domilu kigoin shadarke lelech lazik shari abor techiach elevadai leko lamelef ele mitzad ha-shava mikulu. Marikatz is saying, lech oira, the pshat of Marikatz is dav vav amin aleph. Once Rava says you could learn all of them bor, the point of the Mishnah is there are going to be toldos. The toldos will not be identical to the avos, but there will be other avos that will allow me to include those toldos in the other toldos. Mamish dav vava medalef. Borim is galdel. Avne sekina masoi. Right? Avne sekina masoi looks at, if I'm not mafkirit. So I need to have, it looks like Eish. But after, but it's still Mamoini. No, so Shor will tell you that Jim Mechayim. Amne Sekina Masoi Le'achar Shenoch and Amafkirit. It's a boar. But it's a boar with a Kecham Urban. So I'll have Eish. But it's still be a boar. So the Marikatz is saying exactly the way that Brisker Rav learned Pshat in Toldei Sein Ki Yoisei Bahen. He's telling us that the now the Pshat in the Mishnah is I have four Avos, and the next three lines teach you that one Av can expand the other Av. You can use an of as an aid in expanding another of to include its toldos, as long as you have the tzad hashava shebe'en. That's not pshat in Tosfos, but it makes the kasha in Tosfos a much more difficult kasha. It's a beautiful shot in the Mishnah. It's a machleik as Rabbi Zvid Rava. What's going on in the Mishnah? We don't have a clear pshat in Rav Zavid. But we do have a machleik as we show him in how to learn pshat in our Mishnah. All right, so again, so we pointed out so far is that when you learn the Mishnah, the beginning of Zman, you have to wait till Daf Hey, learn Rav Zavid and Rava, what's Pshat in the Mishnah? Good. So now, according to Marikatz, you really can't learn the Pshat, as the Pshat is a Machlekes, Rav Zavid, Rava, to get the Zema base. Good. And then that would explain, and the lo harays, according to Rava, are that you should not think that every is an on its own. Lo haraya hashor, lo haraya mava kiresha means that you will not be able to learn mava properly without the other of. Pumf for care from the way that Rav Zavid learns it and from when he first learned it. Tosfos does not say that. Tosfos is clear that he sees Rav Zavid and Rava are all on the same page. Because Tosfos begins by saying Rav Zavid's pshat, he accepts Rava, and he says, that the Mishnah is difficult, and the only way to find the Mishnah is that it was Marech. Lani is Daiti. The way I would understand Tosfos is, well, we pointed out already that the Tosfos is building up to teach us that you can learn Bor plus. You really don't need all the four of us. Why didn't the Mishnah cut to the chase? Why did the Mishnah say Arba Ovis Nezikin Kulon Nermul Hilchaseyan? Why did the Mishnah say Arba Ovis Nezikin Vekulon Nilmodois Vibor Vinermul Hilchaseyan? Why did the Mishnah go round and round and round and first tell us, well, you need to have Bor and Mag. You need to have Asian. Why do you give me a shear with all of the dead end logic, with all the things that are not so important? Not so important to know that I cannot learn Karen from Odin from Karen. That's Lahagdul Terah Ladir. The end of the Mishnah is, if you learn the Mishnah correctly and accurately, the Mishnah never says that you cannot learn all the Ovis from Bor Plus. It leads you on to think that that's the thing, that never says it. So, Rava teaches how to learn Pshat in the Mishnah. The Pshat in the Mishnah is you can learn all the Ovis from other Ovis, but each one has unique halachas. The Iker of the Mishnah is not Mufurish in the Mishnah. Why did the Gemara go round and round and tell you all the different logical steps it took till the Gemara said, oh, but you learn from Bor? That's not the Torah Adira. There's more recorded. Why did the Torah record fins? I don't need fins. The point is scales. There's a value in trying to understand parts of Torah, even if that particular logical step you don't necessarily see that's going to yield a halacha l'maaseh conclusion. Piskei Rosh, the Peshitta Mugetzes quotes, V'ayin v'piskei Rosh v'piskei Atzana Shove al Masha Kosev HaTosfos v'shino HaTalmud li nireh. Shino Talmud Khan Kemoshi Pishwa Taisa the Gemara Mashma Shapirush Ein Kulosai Veloma Pirush Talmud Kain Mishum Lezev Zed the Seifa the Mashma Ein Kulosai Kazet Vim Toymar Loma Lehafa Haseifa Vyoymar Lehare Eish Karesh Neyem Dim also can it be Mashma Navi Kemoshi Talmud Veloma Ein Chumrosa Shose Veloisa Yedea Yagdil Taira Tosfos, this Rosh is built on Tosfos. He's saying, I understand everything Tosfos said. Right? Amasha Kosev HaTosfos, Vishina Talmud, Vechule. And the Gemara actually tells us that you can learn the obvious one from the other. Li nere shina talmud kan kemoishe pirush toisvus. The big gemara mashma shapirush the pshat in the gemara of zavid ain kolosis shoseku kolosis shose. The lama pirush a talmud came. Why does Chazal explain that they all have the unique kulos mishom loizev zeh the sefer the mashma ain kolosay shoseku kolosay shose. Vim toimar. Lama leyavach maseifa. Why didn't go tell us the converse? V'yomer la'eish kereish neyem. That eish, you cannot learn any of the avos. You cannot learn Adam, Maven, Shor from eish. Dim also came having mashma. David k'may b'talmud be'oma ein chumras lishol zeh. I would have thought that I would have learned, right, that Eish is more chomer, and I cannot learn everything from Eish. Correct? Lama lihofach b'seifa. Lo yareya ish kishneyim. Right? That ish is, you can't learn everything from ish. But would have done that, lo yisa yedeya yagdil Torah. Now that the Mishnah interrupted with Eish and therefore never went on to Bor, Yadin and I know Din Yagdol Torah Miyad. So, what's the Rosh saying different than our Tosfos? Avamiata Midaloikomer Bebor. Lo harei habor, since we don't have that step because we didn't put bor before eish, and we didn't do that because we didn't want to cut the Mishnah short. It wants to teach us. What does it want to teach us?
This is the
locus
of the din.
Right. Tosu's saying it's not pshat that the Mishnah Tana decided they want to be Marach. That there's some value in spending more time schmoozing about learning. That's a truth, it's a value, but that's not the point. The point is to teach us Din. What's Din Yagdol Torah Miyad? What Din is there? Yadina and Din Yagdol Torah Miyad. You figure that out, then we'd have a good plan of Tosfos. Doesn't this mean Yagdol Torah Miyad? What do you think? What's the din yagdol? What is yagdol Torah Miyad referring to in our Mishnah? What are we attributing to yagdol Torah Miyad?
Just said
Bor
plus, but we didn't.
Who's that?
We could have just said Bor plus, and we didn't need all the rest of the heroes.
So that is, we could have just said, but what steps in the Mishnah? What lines in the Mishnah are the Yagdol Torah Miyad lines? You're telling me that what's not in the Mishnah?
Yeah, no.
Yeah. All right, those are Yagdol Torah Miyad. So what is Din Yagdol Torah Miyad? If I would have cut to the chase, and I would have said, Bor, you can all do it from Bor, but each one has halachas, I would not have known Din Yagdol Torah Miyad. What's the Din? So what is the Din Yagdol? What is the Mishnah teaching me?
To learn all halachas from
them. That there is a possibility of learning one of from the other. That every entry in the Torah is in fact an of that we are supposed to expand according to as much as Sfar allows to expand. That every of is not only the entry itself, it's not only Negicha per se, but there's more to it. Ad kidei kach, and this is where, a little bit sketchy right now, but just to want to appreciate what we're saying, is that you can even use another of to expand an of. I'm not sure if Tosfos would say that. Ari Katz would say that. But the Din Yagdol Torah means that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke in cryptic terms so that we will expand the Rosh Hashanah. That's how the Mishnah communicates that the entries are always and not just specific examples. So two pshatim in the Mishnah. Achrei kichlei sakol. There are two pshatim in the Mishnah. One is the Marikatz that says that the Rava's final pshat in the Mishnah is teaching me that you can learn from two ovos. It's teaching me the rush, not like the Yesh Ben Golem, teaching me the code word will be the Brisker Rav's Mahalach, the Riff. The point of the Mishnah is to teach me of I don't really need to have all four ovos except for the halachas. But I do need to know that you can use two ovos to teach me a third din. I do need a tzana shavah shavah. That's what Rav was teaching. He rejects the Ravina's pshat. It's almost like you have to do a mind floss now. Because it's a different pshat in the Mishnah, different from the way we've been learning since the first time we learned Baba Kama in whatever, 7th or 8th grade. Right? Ravina's a new pshat. The pshat of the Mishnah is Lil Chayseyan. Is the Chayseyan Ki Yaitse Ben. Is that you can have two avos and halachas will not be like either of, will be only like one of. Marikatz. And Tosfos, if we're correct in imposing the Piskei Rosh on Tosfos, is not saying La'agdol Tervi Yadir, the Mishnah, the Tana decided to wax in a lengthy way. No. Pshat and La'agdol Tervi Yadir means that the Torah spoke in terms. Well, we are supposed to expand the Torah's terms. We're supposed to look at it, if we can, to look at it as an of. We are supposed to be wondering, do I really need to have all of this? Maybe I should be able to say that they told us that any one entry really means more than itself. All right? The Lohar is to teach me that I'm supposed to be expanding, supposed to be viewing the entries as ovos. Right? If you look at the balance of the Marmakomos, you'll see how we can build on this further. Okay?